What I know for sure is that life can change in the twinkling of an eye. I learned this from a little baby. Now, this baby was 9 months old and failed to thrive. So he really looked like a three-month-old. He couldn't lift up his own head. He couldn't quite roll over. His name was Jeremy. Jeremy was loved by his parents, and for some reason, every kind of formula, breast milk, it didn't matter what, just seemed to not connect with this child. It seemed, too, that he had developed some kind of a fungus infection, and so he was very uncomfortable. And they brought him to see me really out of desperation. There seemed to be no way to pull him out of this malaise he was in. So I certainly put my hands on him. And I really wondered whether this child was even completely embodied. Has he had his soul? Had one foot in the other realm and one foot here. So I imagined a conversation between God and I about this child and really asked that the child's soul completely enter the body, if that's in fact what was wrong. Ask for help. And of course, put my hands on the child. And when you have a baby, almost like this child was the size of a three-month-old, so I'm not sure he was 20 pounds. It was easy to touch him and put a hand on his back and have his whole back, or put a hand on his liver. And that was July. I had his parents take my classes and bring the baby. So we worked on the baby in class some of the time, and I know the parents worked on him and I worked on him. And by the time of his first birthday, he was the normal size of a one-year-old. It was just amazing how fast he grew. And I think the instant that I said the prayer to God about whether he would join his body completely and fully might have been the instant that everything changed for him, that Jeremy decided to really be here on this planet. He's now about 3 or 4 and still completely healthy and active and beautiful and bouncy. And it was an amazing turnaround. And I'm just so grateful to have been part of it.